Something happened to me the other day and I just felt the need to bring this to the show because I think it might impact you.
Okay.
Right? Not you personally, Dave, I don't think, but maybe to the girlos in particular. So the other day, I was running about town after work and basically, I am in need and I think I'm sitting in a room with two guys who probably don't get the difference, okay? This is for the gals who have breasts. I needed a good bra.
All right, braggy.
For the people listening who have breasts, you understand what I mean. I'm not talking about the cheap and cheerful. I needed something with a bit of support because my trusty that I've had for 4 years was eaten by my dog in recent days. Okay, I went downstairs. There was a pad missing out of it. I was like, that's
Jack.
Great, Seamus. So my good trusty that I know, like, everything will sit right in this is gone. So I was walking.
Apparently, most women are wearing the wrong sized bra.
That's true. Apparently, a lot of us are. I used to measure women's boobies when I worked in Shaw's department stores.
And I bet you did it wrong because most women's bras are the wrong size.
Well, I did it properly.
From what I hear.
Anyway, that was a long time ago and I kind of hate it. Do you mind doing a bra sizing on me?
What did you have to do? Did you have
sure
to stick
thing,
the thing
Margaret.
Around them?
Yeah, you had to go in and measure them. And, yeah.
Did they take the top off?
Yeah.
You're joking.
I'd be in the dressing room with this stranger being like, and we're just going to put this around your...
Oh my God!
Yep, that was the job in the ladies' department.
That's nuts!
In Shaw's department store when I was about...
That's too much. There
17.
Should be some sort of... Like, you know the way when you go into like a Clark's or something, you put your foot in the little compartment thing.
You should be able to just put your breasts into something.
Yeah, just... I don't know.
No, I get you though.
Weigh them and size them.
Yeah.
With the machine. You shouldn't have the 16-year-old doing it, for God's sake.
Anyway... I needed a new bra, a good one.
Do you never notice, like, pieces of technology move with the times, but they don't actually figure out what we need?
No, I get
that's what
you mean.
We need.
I'd actually, but they don't care about women's rights. Do you
that's
know what I mean?
Nuts.
I know. I think a lot of women would really like to get their boobs measured properly, but it's a bit intimidating.
I'd say so.
Anyway, I was on Grafton Street the other day. Back to the story. I needed a new bra because the dog ate my trusty good bra. I walked past Victoria's Secret. I said, I could do this around an S. What will I do? Oh, I'll do Victoria's Secret, lol.
Oh my God.
So I ran into Victoria's
That's
Secret
so
feeling
funny.
Like an apple.
Will I be sexy or will I be a granny?
Yeah.
Hold the choice.
Ooh, what will I do? So I popped into Victoria's Secret, got me good bra. It's nothing even that exciting, but it has a good fine strap structure and things are going well so far.
Is it? I'm trying to figure out a way to ask this question. Is it... No, okay. In your opinion, is the bra, like, sexy? Or is it just like a... It's just an industrial bra? Like
it's just an industrial bra.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, did I feel sexy? Hell yeah. Because I had a few other errands to run and I was in tow carrying my Victoria's Secret band.
I'm with you now.
Right?
I have you.
Now, I started off... And I don't know if I was getting looks or if it was just in my head, but I started deciding that I was the main character. And I started being a little bit embarrassed and then being like a little bit, oh, I'm so alluring. These people think I'm off for a dirty weekend or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that I have a full on like corset in here.
The lingerie and all.
Maybe a whip and a few chains.
Ooh.
Little do they know it's just my good bra for the foreseeable future.
Good industrial bra.
Hopefully I'll get years out of it. I felt very Carrie Bradshaw walking down the street.
I was going to say, did you feel a bit Sex
in
the City?
I actually did in my tracksuit on a Friday. And I was thinking like, God, I was actually thinking in my head as I was kind of smirking to myself walking around going, oh, I'm such a mysterious character. We should do giveaways on the show of just the bag. So it's like, today you can have the bag. And just carry it around, put your lunch in it and then drop it back and it must give it out to other listeners.
You know, it's so funny. I know exactly what she's talking about. I went and bought my girlfriend Pippa slippers in Brown Thomas a couple of weeks ago. And I literally could not have shown more people the Brown Thomas bag. I may as well have been holding it out with my arms stretched. Like, has everyone seen that I shopped in Brown Thomas?
I was that person as well for ages whenever I'd get anything in Brown Thomas, which is like two things in my whole life. I'd be like, yeah, I think it's kind of the perfect size to just bring my lunch into work tomorrow.
I know? Was honestly nearly like sellotaping the receipt on the outside. Just like, it's not just a bag. I did actually buy something
in
Brown Thomas.
Yeah. So there you go. I would highly recommend, just if you want to seem a little bit mysterious, a little bit main character.
I don't think the M&S bag would have given you the same feeling.
That's what I'm saying. The little in my backpack for work every day, I have a bag for life from Lidl in case I need to pick up a few bits. That doesn't give me the same kick.
No, it wouldn't.
It makes me look quite grounded and responsible and cool, and I carry around my bag for life, but it just didn't give me the same feeling, you know?
I'm trying to think what would give you the same feeling.
The problem is when you walk in the door at home, And your fella goes, what's in the bag? And you go, just a very boring industrial bra. It's just boring. Seamus, you know Seamus ate my last one.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
Nothing exciting, darling.
Poor Jack.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.